I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Last week, this couple was getting married in China. And during the wedding, the groom's mother recognized a unique birthmark on the bride's hand for the first time. So the groom's mother asked the bride if she was adopted. And the bride and her family are like, what? How would you even know that? Because that was kind of a secret. But the groom's mother, well, she did know, because it turns out the bride was her long-lost daughter.
Oy.
Wow. This is insane. Lots of tears, lots of joyful reunion stuff. Yeah, we got all that going on. But, of course, lots of problems because now here she is. Looks like I'm going to marry my brother. Is that what's going on here? When it's all said and done. But how about this? The groom turned out to be adopted, too. So the mom obviously gives up this girl for adoption, the long-lost daughter. Then the mom goes out and adopts the dude. So somehow, some way, you know, serendipity, she finally does get a bio kid back because it's, you know, she's going to get the daughter that she has in the family.
Wow. That is so weird. You went from being the mom of the groom and it was an adopted situation. And now you're actually the birth mom of the woman that your son is marrying. This is the making of the best Lifetime movie, I tell you.
Yeah.
Title it, My Brother, My Husband.
Yeah.
Starring Dean Cain and Candace Cameron Bure.
Of course.
Right. You got to get the A-level stars for this one.
Yeah, you do. That is really trippy. Wow, is that trippy. And, that's just nuts.
What are the odds? I mean, really?
I mean, China's a big place. China's a very big place. So the odds are, really, really, really.
Well, not zero, Steve.
Okay, 0.00002.
All right, perfect. So there's a chance.
Yeah. Oh, there was a chance. All right. That is great. And it was a birthmark. How about the fact the mom recognized the birthmark, which means then the mom has the birthmark, or at least somebody in her family?
Or remembered it on the kid for all these years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the only reason I would think that's a birthmark.
Well, yeah, I wonder when she gave the kid up for adoption. You know, Steve, maybe she had the kid for a little bit. I don't know that she remembered that birthmark. That's just wow. Wow. Damn, dude.
What an awkward reception, though. I mean, because all these questions are going to be coming. Like, you know, I mean, his groom's going to be like, yo, you just married your sister. At least I would. I mean, you have to have some
fun. Oh, you'd be that guy. Yeah, right? You'd definitely be that guy. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, so how do you feel about that, Steve? We've talked about, you know, where the siblings really aren't related, but they're involved. I mean, but they didn't live together, so does that work for you?
Yes.
All this right, is that's your rule.
Well, because they're not actually related. They haven't lived together. It's just a very weird scenario, but they didn't grow up together.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that either.
Yeah, you could grow up for 30 years with somebody and still marry them.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's all biological to me. As long as we, you know, we don't do the biological, you know, mixing, which we can, you know, make kids that could have troubles. I'm all for. I don't care who gets married to who.
But talking about like a roller coaster of emotions. It's like we're getting married, but wait, you're actually my daughter. Oh no, we can't get married. We're related. That's my brother. But wait, he was adopted. Ah, yeah. We just don't get married.
I mean, Maury needed to be on speed dial for this particular wedding.
Right? Like, it's like up and down, up and down. Okay, yeah. We can still get married.
That is awesome. Oh, that is so good. Well, that's good news. You know, I mean, it surely didn't seem like it was going to be good news. But like you said, Steve, finally we had an up ride in that roller coaster.
Someone says that's laughable. Dean Cain is not even A-level. When it comes to the Hallmark movies, he sure is.
Oh, yeah. He's the Hallmark champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can't escape it. But don't besmirch the good Hallmark names of those guys.
I mean, they're D-level celebrities, no offense. But in the world of Hallmark, I mean, I don't know if there's anyone that's bigger than him. Maybe like Tom Skerritt? I don't even know.
You know what? I'm happy to say I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I've ever watched a Hallmark movie.
Oh, come live with me for a couple of days.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Bang them all out. They're on the DVR. Especially during the holidays. More so, not during the regular time, but it's during the Christmas season. My DVR is full of Hallmark movies.
What happens during the regular time, Steve? Do they do movies for every holiday? I feel like Hallmark should be the holiday station. So there's St. Patrick's Day love stories, Arbor Day love stories. They should be doing it all.
The Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, that's it. Just the Easter Bunny. That's it.
And it goes from there. I don't know. Figure it out. Some guy coming into town, hasn't been around in a while, decided to go back to the small town, falls in love with this woman, but then realizes his job is taking him away again, so there's heartache, and then he figures it out, and they stay together. That sums up every Hallmark movie.
Well, here's the thing. BJ, you were joking about St. Patrick's Day Hallmark movies. Looked it up, and yes, they do have one called As Luck Would Have It.
Aww. Of course.
Yep. Lindsay travels to Ireland to acquire land that is perfect for a resort, and then love.
Because of course. Who stars as Lindsay?
I don't know. These people look pretty boring.
Well, yeah.
Joanne Garcia Swisher Lindsay.
I have no
idea.
Like
three and a half first names. Yeah, and then Alan Leach Brennan.
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, I guess you have to have multiple names in order to be a Hallmark star.
Right.
And that's why Dean Cain is like the most popular home. Corbin Burnson, he's also a popular one.
Oh, Corbin, good for him.
He's been doing a lot of these.
Yeah, see that?
Oh, Alan Leach plays Brennan. My bad. He was in Downton Abbey.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You have to show me a picture of him. I don't know which Downton Abbey character he was. But they're over in Ireland. That makes sense.
Yeah, he was Tom Branson. I don't know who that is.
Oh, I kind of do know that name. Well, good for him.
Good for him.
Well, they're going over to the UK, so they got to get some of those fancy-pantsy actors over there.
Fancy-pantsies.
They're in Ireland. How about a little love story in Ireland? Probably seen a lot of the Green Hills. Good location shots. This might be one of the better Hallmark movies, Steve.
Ooh, another one that's popular is, what's her face? I think she was in Party of Five. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, Lacey, of course.
Chabert.
She was the youngest, really? Right?
I think so. She was also the voice of Meg on Family Guy for like the first season or two before before Mila Kunis stepped in.
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know Meg's voice changed.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, if Hallmark approached me, which they never would, but if they were like, hey, you want to be in Hallmark movies for the rest of your real life? I'd be like, yeah. Because at that point, you know they're always going to make them.
Right.
They're always going to be successful with Steve's wife.
Yeah.
And so at that point, you're going to make viewer. Money.
Oh, one text says, my father's TV is on the Hallmark channel 24/7.
The father's TV?
Yeah.
What is he getting out of this?
Positivity.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I that would be my nightmare to have to watch that. Like if you said, here, you watch all the TV you want and the only channel you can get is Hallmark. That would be hell for me.
So it said Hallmark Christmas movies are the best. I mean, are they terrible. Though?
Are they though? I would feel like Bad Santa is the best Christmas movie.
True.
I
mean,
I could watch that over and over. Got a new study out of Harvard, and apparently it's a Harvard Medical School. I guess they're saying, and this is really surprising because we make fun of people like this all the time, but Harvard Medical School says it's not such a bad thing for people to actually Google their own symptoms because apparently we do a pretty good job on the diagnosis.
Bull crap.
Okay, you never agree with science. I mean, Harvard is a joint. You know, I mean, if it was Freddie's University, I'd be with you, Steve. But you do not agree with Harvard.
No, 100% no. I'm way too way too doom and gloom when it comes to WebMD or any of those things. I told you at that time where I thought I had like a something on my foot was bothering me, so I was convinced that I had like skin cancer, and my wife comes home and I'm like panicking and I'm sweating and I'm like, I have skin cancer on the bottom of my foot. And she's like, well, it could be, there's no guarantee. Go to a dermatologist. I go to a dermatologist, it's just a wart.
Perhaps maybe you aren't in the scenario of the people that actually know what they're doing then. You know, Harvard could be right, but you might be the person that didn't do well in the thing. Because apparently, you know what? We do a good job. We find out that we're not dealing with the worst case scenario, unless your name is Steve. You know, and like you probably just have a cold. You don't have, you know, some sort of bronchial super cancer. So it really helps out with our anxiety if we can, you know, basically Google diagnose ourselves properly, unless your name is Steve.
I can't be the only one.
Well, you're not in the majority, that's for sure.
Man, I feel like most people get kind of tripped out. I don't know. If you go on WebMD, it always ends up being cancer.
Yeah, well, I have tripped myself out, but that's when I immediately go to the doctor.
Right.
Try to make sure and suss out what's going on.
See, yeah. I've never actually gone on WebMD to look anything up.
So you've never had an ailment where you're like, well, I wonder what's going on. You just Google it?
Yeah, or just let it pass.
Okay. I pass your
hope. Yeah, I just hope it's if it goes really bad at that
point. Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's the guy's way of doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that... You know, you go, dude, just go get yourself checked out, because if it is bad, then you could stop it, as opposed to you are just burying your head in the sand and you could have stopped it.
Yeah, I treat my body like I treat my car. If the check engine light goes on, I'm like, I might go off at some point. Who knows?
Exactly. Like the time
it's a weird glitch.
The time that I broke my hand in a mosh pit here and I didn't go to get it checked, and they're like, oh, it's turning colors. You should probably go see that. And I was like, jeez.
Yeah, really. Now, this study doesn't say everybody, of course, does a good job. So, Steve, they did account for you.
Okay, see, thank you.
Yeah,
now I now respect the study.
But, you know, so they're saying if you're the kind of person, Steve, that, you know what, tends to catastrophize everything, maybe you should avoid running to Google or WebMD. No. So there you go, Steve. You're good.
That's why I don't go on it, man. Every time I go on it, I freak myself out.
See, I don't go on it just because my dad is a hypochondriac and I worry that I'm going to have the same effect. Like, it's going to pass on to me, so I just don't even bother. My dad, on the other hand, he does, and he's like, I have high blood pressure. Let me check my blood pressure every 5 minutes, and it's getting worse. I'm like, I wonder why, Dad. You keep freaking out. You keep making it worse.
I mean, you just the doctor will tell you that kind of stuff. But people do. I know. I pester my doctor. I text my doctor.
No.
And go, hey, I got this, this, and this, and I send pictures. And so that's my Google. That's my WebMD. And the doctor's like,
Wait, you just text your doctor?
Well, you know what?
He pays extra for that thing.
Wow.
When you're a high maintenance patient like I am, you just
do
it. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I mean, that was the relationship. I said, if you're gonna be my doctor, understand this: you will be getting lots of communications from me.
Hey, how about one texter said WebMD saved my life when my appendix exploded?
Ugh.
Well, yeah.
Well, what? Wow. I mean, what did they think was going on? The pain in my side? It's like, yeah.
Probably. And, yeah.
I heard that's very painful.
Yeah. Well, some people have a high threshold for pain.
Yeah, see, that's bad. If you got a high threshold for pain and you don't know what it... I got this little thing in my side and it's your appendix that blew up and you didn't know? Okay, well, then that's a good thing.
Mine didn't explode, but it was ridiculously painful. And I've had pain like that before, and I've gone to the doctor and they're like, oh, it's nothing. Just take a bunch of ibuprofen. You'll be fine. And the only reason we actually went to the emergency room was because I started throwing up, but also because I had fake sick because I didn't want to do the mile run at school. So my mom's like, you've been sick all week.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, I'm not really sick. Oh, no. And then it turns out it was my appendix. So,
well, good. So you really were sick. Boy, karma gotcha.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah, really.
Just run the mile, kids.
I like this text. My wife overdiagnoses herself every time. She looks up symptoms online. Itchy arm, must be terminal cancer.
Again, those folks probably should stay away from the internets.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing right there. Or just text your doctor. I'm sure they'll love it.
I don't know my doctor's name.
What? There's a shock.
I don't think I have one anymore.
They changed.
I think mine retired.
There's the second shock.
Yeah, the nice lady. That's what I call her. My wife's like, hey, who's your doctor? And I'm like, it's the nice lady at the place. I don't know.
She makes me cough. It's weird.
Right.
Look, either that's good news that you guys are healthy, or you guys have a lot of S wrong with you and you won't find out until you're dead.
I go once a year for the physical, and then that's when I see her.
And you don't know her name once a year?
Once a year? I'm going to remember someone's name? I don't even know some people's name. You don't even know your brother's middle name. What are you talking about?
Okay. However, to play devil's advocate, Steve, you do know your tax guy's name, who you see once a year.
Russell, he's a good dude.
So your doctor's obviously
make him cough.
Your doctor's not a good dude because of that finger thing.
Yeah, Russell's never put his finger somewhere I didn't want him to go.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Just on your finances. Well,
that's
going
to be awkward in a year because Russell listens to the show now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Now he's going to ask you to cough when he's going to check your change.
So you want your tax return? Let me check something first.
Oh, wow. Well, if it wasn't awkward now,
it
is.
It will be, yeah.
I don't know her name. I knew what... What do you want from me, guys? I go to the doctor.
You know
at least I go to the doctor.
I would know my doctor's. I would know my brother's middle name if it was my doctor. Okay,
oh, fair.
But he's only my brother, so you know. Come on. We got a survey that was just done on what is the most popular Disney World ride for adults. What do you think topped the list? I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, as you know, Danny loves the Disneyland more than the Disney World.
That is true.
I'm indifferent on both. I love both. I'm indifferent. I'm obsessed with them when I get to go.
Sure.
I don't get to go as much as Danny, but... give me Disneyland or Disney World, and I'm going to have a blast.
I mean, I agree with you completely, I'm just saying, gun to my head, if I had to choose one or the other, it has to be Disneyland.
Is there a specific reason why?
You know, I think that it was just Walt's original park that he imagined up, and so at that point, it's like you feel like you're stepping into history when you go to that one, whereas like Disney World was just kind of mirrored off of that. And it's really big, there's a lot to do there, which is great, but at the same time, like Disneyland, I don't know, it's just a more like... homey feeling. I don't know.
Oh, so that's it. Because I've never been to Disneyland, and I thought Disney World was amazing. And I've always heard Disneyland was smaller. So you like it because it seems to be for all those reasons.
Yes. And there's actually, fun fact, there's actually more rides at Disneyland's Magic Kingdom than there is at Disney World.
I felt that way when we went to Disney World the last time we went, which was a little over a year ago, mm-hmm. maybe a year and a half ago. And I was just like, Epcot's okay. But I felt like it was like, I don't know, I just wasted a lot of time walking around Epcot.
Yeah.
And the Jungle Safari one, like, that was just, I don't know why we did that, to be honest with you.
Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the names of these things. I just show up and go.
Fair enough.
Well, they're only talking about the rides at Disney World, but they've got, okay. they asked 5,000 people all over the states and said, okay, what's the best ride at Disney World? And we got them. We've got the top 10 best rides at Disney World.
If it's not Space Mountain, I'm leaving.
Sir, you are absolutely right.
Crisis averted.
Yeah.
I know, that was a very aggressive statement. But
yeah.
Space Mountain's the greatest ride ever.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on Space Mountain, so I can't even remember it.
Dude, the first time I ever went on Space Mountain, I had so much fun. My wife thought it was so hilarious because a minute I got off the ride, I went to their souvenir store, like how they have it every ride, and purchased a Space Mountain t-shirt.
I have that same shirt, by the
right.
way.
Right.
Yes.
Because I loved it so much. I was like, I need a shirt of this ride so I can let everyone know that I love this ride.
Did you rip off your other shirt and put it on right away?
No.
I wish you would have.
I should have. That would have been great. This shirt means nothing now. I will forever just wear my Space Mountain shirt.
Some people talk about how awesome it is to do these things vacations with kids because you see the excitement on their face. I want to go to Disneyland or Disney World with the two of you.
Yeah, my wife thought it was hilarious. It was so much childlike wonder. I was just like, Space Mountain. We went on that ride like four times that day.
Yeah.
And she just was like, this, like, any chance we could get on it, because it was like not a busy day for some reason. And I was like, let's go on it again. Let's go on it again.
It's and so is great. Is it a roller coaster?
Yeah, it's a wood roller coaster, but it's indoors and it's pitch black. Like, don't, if you want to have the ride ruined, don't go on YouTube and like Google Space Mountain with the lights on, because it's really not that impressive. It's more about just the experience, the lights, and just the vibe. Like, you feel like you're in like a spaceship.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this now. Yeah, you're right. That was pretty cool. I, of course, it's. It might be close to 30 years since I rode that ride, because I haven't been to Disney World. Yeah, I haven't been to Disney World in that long. As a matter of fact, Steve, when we went to Florida to visit my buddy, he worked at Universal. I don't think I ever went to Disney World. I just went to Universal when I was down there.
Yeah.
I think you went to Disney World after.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I did not. So it's been a long time since I've been to Disney World.
Yeah, Space Mountain's awesome.
I remember I loved Epcot, though. That's what I remember. I don't know if Epcot's changed much, but boy, I thought it was the coolest place.
It didn't feel like it changed whatsoever. It's fun. You walk around. Like, if you want to be gluttonous, you can just like eat all this awesome food. But then like you hit a point where you're just like, okay, now we're just walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's maybe three rides there.
Yeah, I want rides. If I'm going to an amusement park, I want rides.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I like going to the different countries. Because, that, you know, I never traveled, so it's like, oh, I feel like I'm in Italy. Of course, everybody's like, yeah, you're an idiot. But anyway, you know, I went to Italy. I did it.
I'm going
to
take a guess on this list. And I don't think it's going to be that high up, but it's my favorite ride. I have it tattooed on my body. And it has to be the Haunted Mansion.
Well, Danny, you are wrong, sir. It is very high up on the list. Number two.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, best the Haunted Mansion is a good ride to most Americans.
Is it true that they change it during Halloween?
Yes, to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Only in Disneyland, not in Disney World.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever done it I've done the ride, and the ride is awesome. Sure. I haven't done it when it changed, though. That's cool.
Yeah, so many special effects, ghosts everywhere.
It's fun.
And then from Halloween to Christmas at Disneyland, Jack takes over, and it's all Nightmare Before Christmas Tim Burton themed.
I put on the same level of that one. Same experience and same fun, same vibe is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
Number three on the list, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Good answer.
I've only been to Disneyland once in my entire life. I was 12, and this was before the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Have you guys been on the ride, I guess, since the movies?
They put Johnny Depp in it.
Yes.
Yep. So cool. I want to go.
And the one in Disney World also has, like, the mermaids. They have Blackbeard. Yep. They also have Davy Jones, who talks.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's cool.
I gotta imagine if you were on acid, that would be the most insane trip ever.
Yes, yes.
You'd be freaking out, because it is super fun. Like, you end up in the middle of like a fight, and like all the rockets, or not rockets, the cannons are going off. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my favorite ride, because I took Joey D's, and he doesn't really remember it, but he loved it when we went. And that was like the father-son trip to Disney World, because we lived in Florida, so I was like, I gotta go take him there. So I did take him to Disney World, and like I said, man, oh boy, maybe it was, you know, it's been a long time, but that was the last time just taking Joe there. And I don't remember anything but the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That's all I remember.
It's such a great ride, though. It's so memorable. I'm not even a Pirates of the Caribbean fan. I've never watched the movies. But the ride itself is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a hard time coming up with any more rides. Maybe unless you're a super Disney-phile, because Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, I know those rides. Those are iconic. But the rest of them, there's one on the list that I know, but the rest of them, I don't know.
What about like the Matterhorn? I'm not a big Matterhorn fan. I thought it was a little overrated, but
not in the top 10.
Well, okay, good.
But you know why, though? Because didn't you say this was a Disney World list,
DJ? Yeah.
Yes,
oh, that's
Matterhorn's
Disneyland.
Not at Disney World.
Okay, Steve,
question
there you go.
For you then.
Okay,
do we count Disney's Hollywood Studios as part of this?
Yes.
Okay,
100%.
Is that in Orlando? The Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then you got to put the Rock and Roller Coaster ride, the Aerosmith ride.
Agreed.
And you get to pick whatever song, and I always listen to Limp Bizkit's Rollin' while I do it. And I am
not in the top 10.
That ride is so awesome. I read it like four times in one day.
Rock and Roller Coaster is so much fun.
It is the best, and it's intense.
Yeah.
Didn't make the top 10. Either and Danny says they have put in Hollywood, the Disney Hollywood, so it should be in there, or at least for contention.
Hollywood Studio. The equivalent at Disneyland is the California Screamin' roller coaster. I think it's Incredibles theme now.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of like, but that one's the Rockin' Roller Coaster's inside, whereas the one outside is, yeah.
Oh, the Rockin' Roller Coaster's so amazing.
What about Big Thunder?
Big Thunder, number four, Danny.
Yeah.
Big
Thunder. That's the one at the Magic Kingdom that has the train, the runaway train roller coaster.
I love Big that. Big Thunder one. Mountain Railroad.
Yes, that's a blast.
Lily loves
Is that a wood
that
one?
Yes.
Okay. Because someone corrected me and said that Space Mountain's not wood, it's actually a steel roller coaster. I always thought it was wood for some reason.
I thought, who knows?
I'd had the T-shirt. I'm not a historian.
Yeah, fair enough.
Come on, Steve. Leave it to the historians, please.
You know which one I had a lot of fun? And we waited forever to go on this ride because it was at the height of the Toy Story land being opened. And so it was just a zoo in that area, but we waited forever to go on the ride. And it's kind of a kid's type ride, but as an adult, I enjoyed it. It was the Slinky Dog Dash.
Not on the list, but you are. There is one that is on the list that is from that same universe.
Okay.
But it's not the Slinky Dog Ride.
They're going with a lot of, it sounds like they're going with older rides, not like the newer ones. So if you're going Toy Story, I would have to say something Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, it's a Space Ranger spin.
You're
right, Danny. There's a lot on here that how are these better than, like you said, some of the cool new things that they're doing? Like doesn't Star Wars count? Anything that's on the in Star Wars Land or whatever they're calling it, that's got to be a thing.
Yeah, someone texted and said if Star Wars rides are not on this list is trash.
Yeah, and they're not.
I wonder if it's because not every adult has gone to Disney World or Disneyland, that recently.
It's true, and especially with the pandemic. I mean, Star Wars Land opened up, and it was only open for about a year, maybe, before everything shut down.
Good one from the texters. Two words: Splash Mountain.
Yes,
Splash Mountain is number five. Yes,
and
that's the one that I know. I know Splash Mountain.
I still have the greatest picture of the first time I took Lily on Splash Mountain, and she is just one of those epic kid rides where she's just screaming, and I'm trying to hold on to her. And afterwards, she was like, "That was the best ride ever," with tears coming down her eyes.
So just said, awesome. I'm legit impressed and amazed at Danny's thorough Disney knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, Danny is a Disney-phile. He really, really is. It's a Small World. That's number six.
Why? As an adult, why would you like that?
I don't know.
It's the history. It's the history behind the ride. And
wrote it once, and it was like, why?
Yeah. And that song is still stuck in your head.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. Maybe it's the song. It just gets in your brain. How about Dumbo the Flying Elephant? That's a ride, isn't it?
It's an adult list.
It's adults saying this, unless they just enjoy seeing their kids on the ride, therefore they get pleasure out of it. The Avatar Flight of Passage, is that made based on the movie Avatar?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
Disney owns the rights to Avatar, the movies, and they opened up an entire Avatar land at Disney's Animal Kingdom in Florida.
Whoa.
Ooh, so is this like a 3D ride, probably?
I believe it is.
Okay, that seems like that would be good. I'd like to see that.
If we're talking Hollywood Studios of Disney Hollywood Studios, then, I mean, the Twilight Zone ride, the Tower of Terror.
God, that's so good.
I hate those free fall rides, like the ones that you go like where you sit and you just drop. Like, I just do not like those. They don't do anything
drop
for
towers,
me.
Yeah.
But the Tower of Terror is so good.
And not in the top 10.
What the hell, BJ? What the hell, man?
I'm so sorry. I know. I really should have done a better list for you.
Well, and also a fun fact on that one, too. It's Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It's still only Twilight Zone in Florida because that was the original. Whereas now in Disneyland, they used to have a Twilight Zone
Tower. Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. And all of you Marvel nerds will love it. I'm not a big fan of it.
Is it still the same vibe?
They redid everything. So it's still a drop tower, but it tells more of a story of the characters.
They're trying to escape from a prison
or something.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I remember
right out of the first movie.
And I thought it was interesting that the Disneyland version of the Tower of Terror and the Disney World version of Tower of Terror, not completely different, but there was a massive difference.
Yes.
There's like a part in that ride that's not the same. And I thought that was kind of cool when I rode the one in Disney World. I was like, this isn't like that.
Agreed.
It was cool.
Yes.
Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. What the heck is that?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Is that a Danny, I think I've seen that. Is that a ride?
Yeah, I want to say it's the one. I could be wrong with this, but I believe it's the one at Epcot where it's in the big
wheel.
What's in the big ball? And you just go through it and it tells you of all the advancements and
exactly. I remember that's not a ride. It's cool, but it's not a ride.
Well, I mean, at the same time, it's the same thing as Pirates. You just go through you're in a boat when you go through the same thing. It's like,
I'm moving, aren't I?
Yeah, you're moving.
Yeah, you're right. I guess in that respect, yeah, I remember that one. I'm saying Vicky showing me pictures now, and I do remember that.
It sounds like they're going to try to sell you like a timeshare, right?
Yeah, so terrible. How about Test Track? Did you ever go on Test Track, Steve?
I don't even know what Test Track is. Let's see, it's at Epcot.
It's at Epcot, and so it's like you're basically in a test car, quote unquote, with the crash dummies, and it's like you go through, and it takes you in a car through like all different kinds of things, and it speeds up to like 90 miles an hour.
No,
it's so cool.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds horrifying.
I don't know that one.
Get car sick.
Well, there you go.
I've puked on a Ferris wheel. I have no input on this. This is one.
This is not the Revs world.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
Somebody said Space Mountain sucks because I'm 6'9" and I couldn't fit on the ride. I waited in line only to get kicked off.
If you're 6'9", you have got to do your homework on that because so many things in life suck when you're 6'9".
I wouldn't have guessed it either, though. I mean, granted, I'm not 6'9".
See, at 6'9", I think you got to know that, look, you better, there is a too tall. You know what I mean? It still sucks. But I think, you got to kind of know that, man, they just don't build the world for you. Sorry, buddy. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What year of the 60s was Paul Rudd born?
69.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That was easy.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.